Civilian targets pounded by Russia. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Russian rockets blasted the Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia today. Officials say at least 17 people were killed and that a high-rise apartment building was partially collapsed. The deadly attack follows yesterday's truck bomb that exploded on a bridge linking Russia with Crimea.
Russia used this bridge as a main supply line to support their southern offensive in the Kherson region, and the destruction is viewed as a significant intelligence achievement for Ukraine.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. Police in Israel are rounding up suspects after a deadly shooting yesterday at a military checkpoint in Jerusalem. A female Israeli soldier was killed. Three other soldiers were hurt. Three Palestinians are under arrest. 5 years after jaw-dropping revelations, former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein is back in Los Angeles to go on trial for sex crimes.
He's been indicted on 4 counts of rape and 7 counts of sexual assault with 5 women. Weinstein is already serving a 23-year sentence for rape and sexual assault in New York.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Weinstein has long maintained his innocence. Arraignment is expected this week for a man accused of attacking people in Las Vegas. Former President Trump mentioned the stunning crime during a rally in Nevada last night.
Only days ago, another sadistic murderer went on a heinous stabbing spree on the Las Vegas Strip, killing 2 and savagely wounding 6 others at random.
The DA in Clark County says the death penalty is being considered. Fox News has learned that Yoni Barrios was in the U.S. illegally and has a criminal record in California. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Following repeated pleas for help, New York City's mayor declared a state of emergency over the migrant crisis.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams declared that state of emergency in part to request aid from the federal government to get help with the large migrant groups that are being bused from the southern border into New York City on a daily basis. In fact, Adams says the city is seeing anywhere between 5 to 9 buses a day.
Fox says Charles Watson, most of the buses are coming from Texas. Hours after the emergency was declared, 2 planes carrying unaccompanied minors arrived in upstate New York. That's according to NBC News. They were apparently sent by the federal government. Nearly 2 weeks after Hurricane Ian, more than 5,000 miles of road have been cleared across Florida. And Governor Ron DeSantis says more than 2,500 bridges have been inspected and reopened.
We're here as a state for the long haul because we understand this is something that is going to require a lot of effort over a lengthy period of time.
The governor in Fort Myers Beach. With so much to be done, there are plenty of ways for people to help.
Faith leader Franklin Graham says he's seeing a lot of despair as the reality sets in. So the call for volunteers to join Samaritan's Purse in Florida covers a lot of ground.
You have to take everything out that was wet, put it out on the street, throw it away because it's got salt water in it. It's not going to be any good. Then you have to tear the sheetrock off and expose the studs so the house can dry out.
Franklin Graham tells Fox and Friends Weekend so far 2,500 volunteers are working on 2,000 homes who put in the call asking for help in the last week. Some volunteers helping raise the homes again, others to raise the spirits, praying with the families while the work is underway to bring them hope. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Puso. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.